Good morning. A good day, as Shelley said. One of the things that happens on retreat is that as we keep staying aware of the present moment, the continuity of attention begins to create a momentum of mindfulness, a momentum of concentration, which tends to build and strengthen as each day progresses. The more that the awareness is present, the more we're here instead of lost in our thoughts, the more it builds. And walking meditation's a very helpful part in building that momentum. On its own, walking can be a significant a form of meditation as sitting meditation. Some people take to it right away and they really like it and they find it, even easier than sitting meditation. But others' appreciation can take some time to develop. Gil sometimes says it can be an acquired taste. And for me, it was that way. It took me a while to really figure out how it worked for me. And if you feel you've really given it time and you still don't like it, I'll say some things at the end that may be helpful. But what's important to remember is that it's the same mind that's present, whether we're sitting, walking, lying down, whatever we're doing, it's the same mind. And so it's the same mind we're paying attention to. The same mind that gets distracted by wanting and not wanting. It doesn't matter where you are, it's still the same forces are going to take us away. The same five hindrances show up, desire, aversion. We get restless when we're walking. We get sleepy when we're walking. We start doubting our ability to do walking. All those things can show up. And we can attend to them the same way we attend to them when we're doing sitting meditation. The object of meditation doesn't matter as much as being mindful and letting go of any clinging. It's the clinging that causes suffering, no, not the activity we're doing. So we usually do formal walking meditation in using a path that's about 20 feet long, and we walk back and forth. When we come to the end of the path, we come to a mindful stop, turn around, and mindfully start again. And it's really helpful to have those ends at each, those bookends. Each time, try to be really mindful as you turn around. Don't lose connection with the turn. Actually, even put more connection into the turn. And then start again. You can be mindful for the next 20 steps. And you can dedicate yourself each time when you reach the end. It helps us notice if tension has wandered. We can just I've whispered in my mind, okay, I'll be mindful for these next 20 steps. It's a little bit like counting breaths. With an online retreat, some of you may not have the ideal place to do walking meditation the way you might on a residential retreat. Or like for me, the walking path may not be practical at night, but it's quite doable even in small spaces. And one of the ways to do it, which is what I've done in like my living room at times, is walking in a circle. And the disadvantage of walking in a circle, there's no natural end to catch your attention. So I gave myself one. I've got a Buddha at the front of the living room. And so every time I reach the Buddha, I stop, dedicate myself, and keep going and start again. So that's a, it can be done at a very, very slow pace or a little bit faster, whatever's comfortable. But I found that really works well at night in particular for many people. Some of you may not be able to do walking due to a physical condition, or you can only walk so long. You can get the same mental benefits from other rhythmical movement. For instance, one of the ways that people do it is like, let me see if I can show you, alternating biceps curls like this. Yeah, just going back and forth, back and forth. People sometimes who are using wheelchairs have done that. It's really the alternating movement is what allows the mind, it's like the breath goes in and out, the movement goes back and forth. And that can be done standing also. It doesn't have to be sitting, it can be done standing or lying down. So whatever your condition is, you can use this this movement, this idea of movement as part of your practice. So we can do walking meditation at any speed. The most important thing is to have a sense of ease. For some of you who've gone to residential retreats, there's a tendency to see people walking very, very, very slowly. And I tend to, think of it as a zombie walk. It's a very, very slow. And for people like me, it really kills my back to walk really slow. So what's useful for me is a little bit faster. It tends to be easier to pay attention when we're walking slow, but it just requires a little more effort. So go with what's easeful for your body. Now, sometimes even when we're agitated, walking faster is actually more easeful. It kind of uses up some of that extra energy. Or if we're really sleepy, boy, walking fast, really energizes the body. But if the mind's really calm and alert, slower walking may feel more natural. Sometimes people very consciously vary their speed. One of the methods that one of my teachers taught me, I think it was Joseph Goldstein. He said, okay, and this is like decades ago, so who knows what he does now, but start fast the first 15 minutes, energize the body, and then slow down a bit the next 15 minutes, and then really go slow the last 15 minutes before you go right back into your sitting meditation. I've done that not so carefully marked, but in, with the general arc, and it's very nice. You go into the next sit, you've gotten a lot of circulation, and then it's just you calming it down as you go to sit. But really, what's important, however you choose to do this, is staying connected with our bodies as we walk. That's really what it's about. So the basic instruction is to first connect with the body's just standing, allowing the attention to settle in the feet or lower legs. So really feel your body first, really show up. Don't start walking, but really show up. One of the things I like to say is begin your walking meditation when you get up off your chair or get off the cushion. Don't wait till you get to your path. Stand up and really inhabit your body. And then as you begin to walk, feel the sensations of walking with each step, each step. Some of us find a quiet mental labeling of each step helpful to keep the attention steady. But the attention should mostly be on the sensations of walking. So, for instance, if you're walking at a stroll, you might just label lifting the foot, placing. Lifting, placing. If you're walking really slow, lifting, moving, placing. Lifting, moving, placing. And the labeling, like a whisper in the mind, just very, very faint, just to keep the attention steady. But the attention on the sensations of the feet touching the ground, the foot moving across the air, the heel landing. And if you're walking really fast, you might do stepping, but only if it's helpful. The hands can be wherever you find them comfortable. Some people keep them interlaced in front, some just hang at the sides or interlaced in back. Go by what's comfortable. There's no correct way of doing this. But I'd like to remind you, this is a formal practice. There are times we go for walk, and when we go for a regular, beautiful walk, out in the neighborhood or out in nature, it's wonderful to look at what's out there, the sky, the birds, the plants. But this is a formal practice, so it's not the time to look around a lot. Just allowing the eyes to softly gaze downward without focusing on anything in particular. I've taught this before, and somebody said, "Are you supposed to do this with your eyes closed?" And so I'm remembering to mention this. So I hope that's clear enough. Really stay connected with your body and walk at the pace that's useful. And just go back and forth. For any of you who've done walking on retreat and you've tried it quite a bit but never learned to love it, I recommend that you allow yourself to play with it a little. And, I did it what I thought was properly for quite a while because I was going to be a good yogi. But I really didn't like it until a teacher suggested that I synchronize it with my breath. And so when walking really slow, I would inhale with my right foot, exhale with the left, inhale with the right, exhale with the left. And I found that method was like really just made all the difference in the world for me. If I was walking faster, I might do like three or four steps, then inhale, three or four steps, and exhale. There isn't a correct way of doing this. It's about staying connected in your body. I'll mention one other method if you tend to walk fast, a little on the faster side, is to actually feel your whole body moving through the air. It's one way of really staying connected in the physical body. And one other minor thing, some of you who may have yoga practices or Tai Chi practices or Qigong, feel free to substitute one of the walking periods for mindful movement, whatever it is that you might do. But really gives us a chance if you really haven't explored walking meditation. I'll mention one other thing about walking. One of my students who was just way too rigid and her mind would get really dour. I asked her for at least for a little bit to dance across the 20 feet. Just dance. It let her be a little bit more playful with it, and it loosened her up, and it was great. She didn't keep dancing forever, but it was a way of